Good morning, Eric.
Hey, guys. Sorry I'm late.
That's okay. We are here.
We are here. It is Monday.
I know. And it's a nice, cheery, it's a gray day in Nashville, but it's a bright, sunny day in the stock market.
Yeah, I tell you, it keeps going. We'll take it.
Right. It's pretty nice. It was a pretty nice wake up. So, what's on your mind, Eric?
Just trying to keep up. I've really got to I don't have my own assistant yet, so I've really got to push back with my branch manager, and I need help. So that's my big thing right now, just trying to keep up meetings and calls and scheduling. And but it's good. I'm making good headway. Had a good handoff last week to one of my centers of influence, a client that needs estate planning I was mentioning. I gave him a folder, and he's like, man, I can't believe how organized this is. And this is what you're going to do for clients. And I said, that's what I'm doing. So he was impressed. He said, oh, I can take this with me. I said, yeah, that's yours. So I had in there, you know, what I'm giving out to clients, and kind of my intake forms, and, you know, a lot of what's from your website, but then I kind of customized it with my contact information, a few of my business cards, and I made a little list of clients that we're working on together, and, you know, it's 6 or 7 people, so just trying to, you know, show him, oh, yeah, I've made quite a few introductions to you in your practice. How about a little back this way? So, and he's
what did he say?
What did he say?
Yes.
You know, he's given me one. It wasn't really a referral. It was, hey, can you help me out with this case? Somebody in Texas. And so, you know, we actually got somebody on the line from our insurance department, and we were running a few things by the client. His client didn't end up doing it, but it was a start, and he knows, okay, you know, Eric's got the firm and the tools behind him. It was a situation where, you know, there's going to be a payout, and these folks were, it was kind of a second to die policy, and an annuity in there, and it didn't work out. But, you know, yeah. I can't know all the latest and greatest insurance products. So, you know, he knows that I've got people behind me that are specialists, whether it be life insurance or immediate annuities or whatever it be. So it's good. It's good. And I'm doing things I wouldn't have done without Supernova, and just cutting down my households was huge. You know, watching this week's video, I need to get a login and password to go in there and watch. You mentioned some webinars for each of the acquisition models. I need to go and.
Okay, so if you look at the bottom of your email, they give you a password.
The bottom of those weekly emails that Lori sends out?
See, yes.
Raymond James 2019 is what I use when I get in to watch your weekly things. But then to get into some of the tabs up above, it says I need like a login and password. It's asking for a login too.
All right, just email Lori and say, hey, you know, it's asking me for a login. Send me whatever, please. Okay.
Because I've carved out Monday mornings, you know, 8 to 10 to send out my postcards, get my meeting materials printed, And then so that then I've got time during the week to do the agendas and
right.
do my calls. So, you know, I need to keep that momentum. Hey, if it's 15 or 20 minutes watching the videos just to keep the momentum going.
Right. No, and those webinars are great. I think I have nine or 10 of them.
When you said
and
you did six or seven of them.
I did them, and I just did another one because I hadn't done one on one of the acquisition strategies. There are seven acquisition strategies in the Supernova Multiplier, and I think I did a webinar for each one of those. I had done six, I think, and then I went back and did a seventh with Cindy because I hadn't done one. I did two on leadership. I need to do some more on that. Anyway, there's a lot. You know, over 12 years, you kind of do a lot. You forget what to do, you know.
Yeah.
And then we just kind of keep them all stored there. And they're, you know, the stuff I wrote in the Supernova Multiplier in 06 is still accurate. I mean, there's nothing there that I would take back. We've added to it, you know. But these are fundamental. So they're not things that go out of style. Now, have you taught your center of influence the enthusiastically endorsed model?
No.
Okay, so make that your agenda for the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay, do you remember how to do that?
No, refresh me. Because
okay.
I had, you know, on your website, you've got your EEM checklist, you know, plumber, realtor,
right.
all that.
Right.
And I didn't, I hesitated to bring that with them because I started to fill in some people, a couple people that I knew of. But obviously there's a ton on there. But I didn't want to want it to seem cheesy to him.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it. Okay, it's not cheesy. It's a really good idea. Okay. The enthusiastically endorsed list is a gold mine for you, okay? You're going to have a primary list. The way I like to think of it is as a baseball team, and you got your number one guy up to bat. You got your number two guy on deck, and the third guy is in the dugout, okay?
Okay.
Your number one guy you see monthly. Your number two guy you see quarterly, number three guy you see semi-annually.
Got it.
And the reason you have three is because you're required to have three. When you give out a recommendation, you're supposed to give out more than one because potential liability, right? You eliminate the liability with it. And when they ask you, which one should I take? You say, well, this one seems to get the most enthusiastic endorsements. So you're not saying this is the guy I recommend. This is the guy the population, recommend.
Yeah, it's been vetted. Okay.
Right. So here's the next. When you go and meet with him the next time, he hasn't given you virtually any introductions. And you've given him seven, okay? So his question is, okay, how do you give so many? And why is this thing so imbalanced? And you say to him, well, I ask all my clients, can you enthusiastically endorse your estate planner? Now, they're going to have a couple of different answers, right? In this case, they probably have four answers, only four. Yes, enthusiastically endorse him. Two, he's okay. He's fair. He's fine. Three, no, I don't like him. Or four, I don't have one. Okay?
Okay.
So in two of those, you get a chance to introduce him along with two other people, right?
Right.
Now, how could he do that?
do the same thing to his clients.
Exactly. Right. Can you enthusiastically endorse your financial advisor? One of four, right? I really like him. He's okay. I don't like him. I don't have one.
That's good.
The other thing you got to do is you got to teach him that your minimum is $1.5 million. Okay, those are the two things you want to teach in the next meeting. And remember to tell him this. He says, well, I only have, 200 clients. What do I do after that? Say, well, you can ask anyone this question, right? You can be at a cocktail party and say, by the way, can you enthusiastically endorse your financial advisor? People say, why do you ask? Well, I'm always looking for good financial advisors, and I'm always trying to help people that need one. And you can ask the same question. Well, I have this guy. He does an amazing job. He does so much more than any other financial advisor I've ever met. Let me tell you what he does for his clients. It's amazing. And then he goes in and tells them. Talks to him every month. Has a folder for each one of them. Does in-depth financial planning. Make sure that the plan gets implemented. Actually follows up to make sure everything gets done. This guy's unbelievable. So, Tommy, do you see a couple places where you can help here?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, one, the accountability fashion of it for sure. But also what I'm realizing is how much I can use that in my own practice, right?
How do you see that, Tommy?
I think it's kind of the same way. So is Eric specifically, who else do you know? And he's actually already given me a couple of great referrals around the country. But, as far as practice management goes, what wholesalers would you enthusiastically endorse, right? Asking other advisors of his size and quality, kind of the same thing.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? If you see... I've talked to Eric about the enthusiastically endorsed model, probably in some excruciating detail, okay? And Eric is a very good student, okay? But do you see what happened? What happened was that Eric is busy, right? And he can't absorb it all. So one of the key parts of the referral model is not being used. So, Tommy, from value-added point of view, what if you came along and said, oh, by the way, are you using the enthusiastically endorsed model?
Right.
And Eric goes, I forget, what was that? And you go,
yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a big part of Supernova. Why don't you, here it is, look in the folder here. Oh, you didn't put that page in. That's critical, Eric, okay? That's going to get you a lot of business. But you see where
you can
only...
I miss putting that page in Oliver's folder.
You got to put that in the folders, all the folders, every client.
Yeah, because then it makes them, because it's a reminder for the center of influence you're giving it to, right? Hey, I'm competing.
Right. And then you've got the introductions given and received. That
right.
should be in every folder.
Yep, and that's where I made some notes of who I gave them. Yeah, okay, got it.
Right, and then that date you give them, and using that date then as a way, an excuse to call them and thank them for the introduction.
Well, and I had a client the other day that I forgot that I referred to Oliver, and he said, oh, yeah, we've got stuff signed. We're all good. You know, thanks for following up. And then I wrote that on my copy. Oh, there's somebody I forgot, you know. Because Oliver, he was really, you know, thanking me. I was like, oh, yeah, because my best friend, his dad and mom, 72, don't have any estate plan. And they went in to see Oliver last Tuesday. And I said, oh, yeah. And we met on Thursday with my client, Hassan, who owns the tailor shop. And I said, oh, how did it go with Jeff's parents? Oh, they're, you know, his dad's quite a character. Oh, yeah, he was telling me how he was going to try to write an estate plan on his own from his buddy's template, you know, his buddy's estate plan. Like, I said, I know, you know. He does like ISO, you know, 9000, 9001, you know. It'd be like him going into somebody and saying, oh, yeah, you can just go get that ISO from somebody else. They don't need to check anything how you're operating around here. You know, it's crazy what people think they can do. So,
right. Let me look at your surgery. Let me look at the slides from your surgery. I think I can do that on myself.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
So, Tommy, one of the things that I need from you is your because you're kind of in the forefront of this relationship, is just to see the multiple ways that we can integrate and use the tools that we provide with your on the ground and interpersonal skills. I just think there's, you know, there's unlimited number of opportunities. But I guess my question, you know, to you, not to take up Eric's time, but just,
no,
does it, is it too overwhelming, Supernova, or do you think you can kind of grab some pieces from it and run?
I definitely think I can. Eric, as he knows, is kind of the guinea pig. So what's nice is kind of the other teams that we're coaching, we're circling back through things that we've talked to Eric about, and I get much, much more comfortable being able to talk about them and coach to them and hold people accountable to them. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah. I just think it's, you know, I just think it's such a cool relationship that I've never had it, and nobody's cared
right.
enough. Everybody just wants, Eric, you can imagine, everybody just wants to get, pay me a fee, come in, speak, get introduced, meet some FAs, and then sell them product, okay? And this is kind of a full integration of the model to try and bring the skill level to the point where Tommy can be me on the ground.
Right.
And can not to take on people and coach them. That's ridiculous. They can't do that. They don't time. But to stop in and just say, all right, Tommy, just think about it, right? You've got so many calls you're going to make this week. And everybody, you're just going to bring the enthusiastically endorsed model to them. And just remind them, oh, by the way, using the enthusiastically endorsed model. What do you mean? Well, you know that EE thing, that page in the folder. Oh, we didn't use that. Oh, wow, let me show you why that makes so much sense. Okay? That'd be money for them. Okay? You talk about bringing a good idea to each FA. That would be money.
Right.
They get one client that gives them $10,000 a year in fees. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's just money. You're handing them money. So anyway, I don't mean to. It's just a good example. Because here, Eric is our best, really one of my very best students I've ever had. And he's not using it, okay? And,
right.
The reason is he's busy. He can't take it all in. So here we go through the course. You know, we're in week 12. Now we're going to go back and we're going to go back through and make sure we caught everything in the next 9 months. But I think it's a perfect example of why you're needed and how you can utilize yourself. And you don't have to know everything. Just know a few of these things that resonate with you that you can use in your own practice. And then, it's just so interesting. Tommy, what? And Eric, what do you think about Tommy giving you a folder on him? Right?
Oh, man. Yeah, that'd be
He gives you a folder, and you give him a folder on you, right?
How connectors work, right?
Well, I mean, why can't – I mean, you know, I know Tommy has a lot of people that he works with. But you know what? Occasionally he may just have somebody that he could refer to somebody. And why not to you? Right? So he knows what you do, where you are, what you do, what your specialty is. So Tommy becomes a center of influence for you. Okay? So you give him introductions, and he gives you introductions. Interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Well, I will give you a little secret, okay? RVPs or wholesalers know a lot of people, and they see a lot, and they know a lot. And people don't give them credit, you know. They give them the Heisman when they come calling. I always welcome them into my office and into my district, right? And for a lot of reasons, because all I needed was one good idea. But also, they knew what was going on in my industry and in my markets. And they knew strengths and weaknesses. And I knew that they had confidentiality issues, and I respected that. But if they had an FA that was looking around, and they knew they were looking around, it didn't hurt me. And maybe occasionally they'd mention that. And so it helped in my recruiting. Okay? So Rob wasn't a dummy. And most of these managers are idiots. Tommy, what do you think?
No comment. But I'd agree.
It's so ridiculous. You just, you know, here you got these diplomats going all over the country, meeting with all of your potential clients, and you're going to treat them like crap? You crazy? I treated them like diplomats. And I had a good brand, and they knew it, and they referred me. Confidentiality. But anyway, so Tommy and Eric, I'm not saying you're, you know, no favoritism, just occasionally. And you know somebody that's a good potential client might be a nice direction to send them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Absolutely.
I just I emailed you guys too last week when I did this, and I can't believe I missed that because I thought I followed from the website and our call for that week. But I just sent you my EEM folder because I took a picture of it. I was proud of it, and then I missed that. So I emailed you a picture of that folder, kind of. So, just so you know, I'm doing my homework.
Okay. No.
I only get an 80% though, because I missed something major.
No. I'm not. Look, this couldn't have worked out better. If you'd been remembered everything, we wouldn't have had as good a conversation. Okay. So thank you. It worked perfectly. Look, we're fallible human beings. Rob screws up and doesn't do everything. I mean, if I did, I'd be perfect, and that hasn't existed for a long time. So it's all good. But I think this is particularly valuable for me. The energy is really good, Eric, and I just really want you to get support, okay? You need your support. So go get it, okay?
Yep.
You're going to do a lot of business. I mean, you're going to do a lot of business. It's up to you how much. Just think, you know, how much business do I want to do? Well, how about 5 million? Okay, that's a good number. I can do that. You can do that. No question. I made up my mind in 1990 I'd have five million dollar producers. And I made five million dollar producers.
Wow.
1990. Okay? I had $1 million per FA in my office. In 1990.
Man.
Yeah, right. We were the masters of the masters. We were the masters of asset gathering, and then we became the masters of supernova. So all this is real. I also am a huge believer in giving, in generosity. There's an ad on TV where the dad leaves a $100 bill for a waitress. He seems to be, you know, working. She says, I'm working two jobs, and daughter needs new glasses. I don't know how I'm going to pay for them. He leaves a $100 bill. The son says to him, Dad, when you want your change? He goes, no. He says, Dad. And he says, I'll talk to you outside. He says, Dad, you left her a $100 bill. And he says, yeah. He says, isn't that a lot? He said, don't worry. I'll get it back. He says, how? He said, you'll understand when you're my age.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm a huge. I really believe it. Okay.
Oh yeah.
Well,
so just
all
this
these
process.
Things,
you know, I
right,
feel blessed people, that you know April chose me to do this, and now she's got to. You know, I did 1.1 million. Now she's got to get me the assistant. You know, but she's the one that got me into this great thing. You know. And I wouldn't have known you guys, you know, and Tommy.
Well, think about that. It's just you're open-minded, you're a giving person. Givers win. You know, as long as they take care of themselves, givers are the winners. So keep on giving. Don't expect things, but you'll get them. They'll come. They'll show up. Just like the stock market showing up for your clients today.
Yeah. When I talked to John Schindler, I said, what was your biggest takeaway success? He said the quarterly calls, emailing people a couple days ahead of time before the call so they're ready. And he said his biggest frustration was the rescheduling calls. You know, some people, you know, he said his neighbor. I think it was his neighbor or his best friend. Oh, the market's fine, you know. Yeah, I wasn't on that call. Sorry about that. He goes, it really ticked me off. You know, you're in the process, and then you don't respect it. and he said, stick to your minimum. That was his, you know, they hadn't stuck to their minimums on a few things, and he said that was a big frustration. They added a person they shouldn't have.
Right, and then they're the person that won't be there for the call.
Yeah.
Right? They're the problem. And then it's really frustrating because they are. You get your biggest client does that. It's fine. You can deal with it. When it's somebody that doesn't meet your minimum, you're doing them a favor and they don't show up. Make sure when you're talking to people, you tell them you're going to do all these things for them. Make sure you tell them what their obligations are. The only thing I ask in return are the following. Okay? So make sure you have that list.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to do this, 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 and this for you, right? And they're like, wow, that's amazing. All I ask in return is that you do the following. If we set an appointment and you can't make it, you call well in advance. Don't call an hour before.
Yeah.
Okay. So just, you know, make up your list. You know, that you look over the agenda. That you look over and make sure the executive summary is correct. And if it's not correct, you call or you email us.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's a powerful compliance tool. When you send that executive summary and they don't respond, they have accepted that, and they've agreed that that's what you agreed to. So when they say, hey, I never agreed to that, you say, wait a minute. Agenda, conversation, documented, executive summary saying we agreed. And you didn't disagree. You accepted that. You own it.
Yeah.
Okay? So you eliminate what we call the I say, you say. I say one thing, you say the other, all we have is our own word. No, now you've got documentation. You eliminate a huge threat to your practice. You see that?
Yeah.
Now, eliminating compliance issues is a big problem, a big benefit of Supernova.
Absolutely.
And that gives you peace of mind. I mean, I used to know a lot. I was always comfortable with risk. But I knew FAs that were not comfortable with risk and always really worried about being sued. Not that they would get sued, but they just worried. They were worrier. And I'm not a worrier. But If you know somebody that's a worrier, teach them this, and they will thank you, because it'll give them, it'll eliminate the sleepless night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. You know the benefits of servant leadership. Review failure points, wrap up, and future opportunities. All right, I would say just what I'd like to do is I would like to go back through and in the future sessions, I want them to be driven by you, but I'd like to go back through each of these strategies and talk about them, okay? Would that be okay with you? And I mean the seven strategies out of the Supernova Multiplier.
Yeah.
Would that work? Okay. So the first one would be the 90-day free look. All right. How to use the 90-day free look. So we'll talk about that next session.
Yeah, and we've covered so much, it's like, when you bring that up, it's like, duh, wow, how powerful is that?
Right, and you forgot about it, right. It's okay. we'll go back through. That's why we have these nine sessions. So we'll go back through the supernova multiplier and each of those strategies, and we'll talk about them and how to use them. Okay, so the first one, month one, will be the 90-day free look.
Okay.
Okay. Any final thoughts or questions?
No, today was good. Thank you.
Yeah, this was good on my end, too. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thanks, Tommy. Appreciate your commitment. We'll see each other again. I think we'll probably be on a platform somewhere speaking about how good this program works for everybody. So prepare your remarks,
on
Tommy.
Okay, fair enough.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, guys. All right. Have a great week.
Thank you. Bye-bye.